Need several diamonds to show a customer? RDI's diverse collection makes it easy to show choices that will fit your customer's needs.
RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Cameron.
Cameron, is Mick available?
Let me check here and see.
Okay.
No, actually, Mick is off today. Is there something that I can do for you? Or?
Are you kidding me? One time I call him. Okay. What I'm interested in, I have a customer that has a 1.75 from RDI. It's an SI2, excellent cut. It's hearts and arrows. She's very particular on her diamond. She wants to upgrade to a 2, 2.5, maybe a little bit bigger if you have it. You got anything in stock that would qualify for this, those particulars that I give you?
Yeah, let me look through my inventory here. What's your first name?
Shirley.
All right, let's see here.
And I'm calling from Don's Jewelry and Design.
Yeah, the caller ID popped up with Don's for your account, so that I got. I just wanted to make sure I knew who I was speaking to. So 2-carat plus round. She want, your customer wants to stick with the same quality, so F color, SI1 or better?
Yes, okay. Very particular about that.
And particular about the cut, too, wants the triple X.
She wants an excellent cut, even hearts and arrows on it if it...
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I have a couple options here. The best one really would be in stock right now is a 201. It's exactly what she's looking for. F color, SI1, GIA, triple X, no fluorescence, beautiful diamond. You know, kind of all the bells and whistles. Your cost on that diamond is $18,040.
Okay. Now, her other one that she had, how do you, she wants to trade it back in and get the new one. How do you do that?
Our trade-in is very simple. If you any certified diamond that you get from us, as long as the diamond is in its original condition, not damaged, of course, and you have the original cert, we give you dollar for dollar what you paid for it towards the purchase of, in this case, the 201. So we would just apply the credit, and then you just pay the difference.
Okay. Now, you're talking the cost of it then, right?
The wholesale cost, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to look here real fast so that I make sure that I understand this, because when I call her, the cost on that other one was $11,025.
Let's see. You said it was a 175. Yeah. Yep. I see it from December of 2016.
Yes.
FSI2 GIA. Yeah, 11,025. So yes. So you
so
would get
what
that.
You would charge is then would be like 7,000. So then, what do I do for the customer? Do I double that or?
That's completely up to you. Each store is a little different
in
how they handle their trade and stuff like that, you know, with their markups and different stuff. But, yeah, we would give you the $11,025 towards that $18,000, you know, cost, and then you would just be responsible for the difference. Whatever you want to charge the customer with your markup and stuff is up to you.
Okay. Do you have anything bigger that would be in that qualifications?
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, I could go up to a 3. If I have it here, she may take it because she's got lots of money.
That'd be fantastic. So let's see. So I have a 232. That's an F color SI2. Again, triple X and all that stuff. That is $19,198.
Okay.
So not a whole lot more because you're going into an SI2, but you are going bigger. And then I do have a couple 3-carats that are E-color SI2s. So we'll go up a little bit there on the color side of things, but they're about 30 grand, 30,500, 31,600. So bit of a jump there into the 3s, but I have them, so we could absolutely send them on memo. Like you said, if they're there, maybe she goes up just, you know, right to a 3.
Can I have the 201, the first one we talked about, the
sure.
232?
Yep.
And then the is the one that you just quoted on the 3-carat,
mm-hmm.
is it hearts and arrows, the triple?
So let's see, because there's two of them here. Let me look at which one. So both of my 3-carats are triple X, and they're pretty close to hearts and arrows. They're not full, but they're pretty close. Like this one here is, and the SI2 is off to the side, which is great. Table is completely clean. It's a 301. It's an ESI2 for $30,552. So I would send you that one along with the other ones, and then. And then let her decide which one she likes best.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead, and then I will talk to her.
Okay.
But, yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And then do we send IJO or RJO for you guys?
It's IJO.
IJO, okay. And do you want them for tomorrow or do you want them for next week?
If you could have them here tomorrow, we're open till noon, so they'd have to be morning delivery.
So I can do a Saturday delivery. There's no like guarantee. Like I can't specify morning, but typically, you know, FedEx drivers, they like to try to get their route done as quickly as possible on Saturdays. So most of the time it is delivered before noon. But if not, they'll deliver it. They'll reattempt a delivery on Monday. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And we're sending this to 116 South Iowa Avenue.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'll put it to your attention, Shirley. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that would be it.
All right.
Until Mick, he lost out.
he's going to get credit for this, so I'm going to let him know that we took care of you. And if you have any questions, you can always give us a call back, okay?
Oh, I'll give him crap next time.
I love it.
Believe
I love
me. There'll be no doubt about it.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you, Shirley.
Well, I appreciate your help. And now, what happens if she doesn't? I think I'm pretty sure she has a cert, but if she doesn't, happens?
So if there's no cert, that complicates things a little bit because we would then have to get the diamond recertified, and it would void the dollar for dollar trade up. So very important to get that original cert in there, so that way we can get the full credit applied. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Excellent, Shirley.
And I will talk to her, and I will get back to you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.